Before we start the sugya this week, I just want to be mashlin. He had one shtickle kireg as a kasha on the sugya of tzitzis that we were learning last week. Last week we were learning the gemara in sukkah daf tes, the gemara dashens in the pasuk deim tasalcha that there's a halacha you should make the tzitzis l'shma. We learned last week it's machlokes rishonim what that means, what has to be done l'shma. Rashi and the Rosh learn that it goes inside the tfiya, inside making the chutim. When you roll out the strings from the wall, that has to be done with Shemetz Tzitzis inside the Tzliya, and also hanging the Tzitzis on the Beggar, the Kesha Elyon, and at least one Chulya, wrapping it around, hanging the Tzitzis on the Beggar has to be done with Shema. Everything has to be done with Shema. And the Rambam's Chaylok, the Rambam holds, only the Tzliya has to be done with Shema. Just making the Chutin has to be done with Shema, but hanging the Tzitzis on the Beggar does not have to be in Shemetz Tzitzis. We explained a little bit that it's Machlokes how you learn the Shakar V'Taya, Pasha, how you read the Gemara. Over there, but the Kivega stelt sich that the more posh pshat is Rashi in the Rush to say that everything has to be in Shema. First of all, it's more posh the pshat than the Gemara itself, and second of all, if the Torah says v'deim tasnocha tzitzis should be done in Shema, posh it means everything should be done in Shema. Why does the Rambam madchik himself to go be mechalik that only the tzvi has to be in Shema, only making the chutn has to be in Shema? Why does the Rambam say that the tzvi does not have to be in Shema? What was the Rambam's hechach to this? So the Kivega says, and it's Kenzan the Kivega means to say this in the Kesef Mishnah, he says the reason why the Rambam learns that the Tliya does not have to be in a Shema is because it bothered the Rambam Akasha. Like we began to say this week. It was bothering the Rambam. The Gemara says in Menachos, Daf and Beis, the Gemara is a special Xeris Akasav that an Akum, a Goy, cannot make Tzitzis a Shema. So it's bothering the Rambam Akasha. Why do we need a special Pasuk by Tzitzis that a Goy cannot do Tzitzis? That a Goy cannot do Tzitzis at all. It doesn't say in a Shema, just that an Akum is the smayet for making tzitzis. Why do we need a pasuk that an akum cannot make tzitzis? Why don't you say because an akum doesn't do it l'shma, like we find by gittin? By gittin, there's no pasuk that a goy cannot write a get. Oh, but halacha, a goy cannot write a get because gittin has to be done also l'shma. By gittin, you have to have l'shem deisha, l'shem krisis. And by gittin, the Gemara says even if he sells l'im al gabal, even if the yid is standing on top of the goy while he's writing the get, he tells him write it l'shem krisis, write it l'shem deisha, and the goy even shakes his head, nods his head. We say no, akum adaita nafshi avid. According to Kivega, we don't trust the goy. We say that maybe he's not doing l'shma, and the goy cannot write a get. So how come by gittin you don't need a pasuk that a goy cannot write a get? We just say a goy doesn't do l'shma. So by tzitzis also, why do you need a pasuk that a goy cannot make tzitzis? Say that that a guy does do l'shma. So, zakt kivegam, but that's the Rambam's raya. It must be that tzliya tzitzis does not need to be l'shma. Since tzliya tzitzis does not need to be l'shma, that's why I need a pasuk to be mayed a guy. That's the kivegam. But then the kivegam is a kasha on this. If this is the Rambam's, this is the new kasha I wanted to add. If this is the Rambam's whole hechrich, that tzliya does not have to be in a shema, because otherwise why do you need a pasuk? Why don't you say that you need a pasuk for an interesting case? Why don't you say you need a pasuk for a case where a goy made tzitzis, and then a week later he was megaya. Now he's a ger. Now he's a yid. Now he's neman. And he says, you know, last week I made those tzitzis, I did it in a shema. So if the whole problem was that akum adaita nafshi avid, that we don't trust the goy, now he'll be neman. Because now he is eidach anan yisurim. Now the ger should be neman to say that he did it last week l'shma. So that's why you need a pasuk to tell you that a goy is nismayet. That even though he told us last week I did it l'shma and he's neman, but it's be'etzim a goy is nismayet for making tzitzis. So pshat and kirei's kasha is by gittin this wouldn't be a nafkamina. By gittin, even if a goy would write a get and then a week later he'd be megaya and he would tell us that, you know, last week I wrote that get l'shma, we couldn't use the get. Because to be neman on a get that was written l'shma, the Gemara says that beis amabeis, we have halacha in davar shebe'eved pachus mishnayim. To be neman on a get, you need two edim, and a goy is not neman. The ger would not be neman; he'd only be one aid. Why is every sefer neman that he wrote a get l'shma? When every sefer writes a get, the Bemis, if we have halacha in davar shebe'eved pachus mishnayim, how is every sefer neman? So Bemis, that's pshat in the Gemara over there. The Gemara says basically you have a roiv that the Gemara says stam safer the daini migmig miri. And Ruban do l'shma, and we have a roiv that roiv yidden when they write a get they do it l'shma. So you don't need edus at all when the yid writes the get. We assume the yid wrote it l'shma, but over here when the guy wrote it and now he's megay and he wants to be made that he wrote it l'shma on a get he will not be neman. But by tzitzis it's edus echanam b'surim. By tzitzis no halacha v'in davar shebe'eved pachus mishnayim. Yeah. Doesn't need Eidus. It's already, it's right. Chayyur, that's what the Gemara means. Stam Safa Daimi Migum Gemiri. I think Stam Safa, the Stam Safa Daimi Migum Gemiri means, right.
It's not a dinner
box. It's before the get. He's telling us the get is a kosher get, and then we're using it. We don't need, it's not already. When he's saying it's kosher, it's before
That's a separate kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara actually starts on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, an erechad has to be made, funny nechad, funny nechdan. That was written according to Rabbah, that's Lishma. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbah, it's Lishma. If you have a suffix in Lishma, one do you say, Yendav Shabbat Shnaim? So this is the Toast Kitten, it's your kasha. Others, it's that kasha. You're not being made on Dav Shabbat, just being made on the get, but the Gemara said, that's called Dav Shabbat, right? You have to know what the Teretz is, but there are Teretz in the kasha. But I'll component this is the Kirig is Kasha on. If that's the whole Rambam's Raya, why don't you say Nafkamina is if he made this when he was a guy and then the week later he was a guy and he says this is made last week, I would attack on Lishma. And he should be Neman. It's Samach David, yes, this Kivega, then Kirig is a Pella, there's a Fesha Gemara, at the end of the second paragraph of Subis, the Chachesim Beis, the Gemara says, Chulunim hoyevik kachav beneskaya ein nemonim. But it wants to be fairish that if a guy wants to be made on what he saw when he was a guy, he's not Neman. So how could the Kirega say over here that the Nachmina will be if he wants to be made on what happened when he was a guy? He wants to be fairish this halacha that a guy is not Neman to be made on what he saw when he was a guy. The Gemara is talking about three cases. It goes on the Mishnah of a cotton sheneskal. The Gemara talks about also a cotton with sheneskal. Now he's a gold. He wants to be made what he saw when he was a cotton. But the most cases is one case is the ger wants to say we had the tchum shabbos that the rabbanim they went out and they measured tchum shabbos goes until here for a certain shtot and people forgot exactly where the tchum ended, and this ger said that last week I was a goy when they measured it but I remembered as a goy they did it until here was the tchum. He's not neman. Another case was about tumas beis pras, also a similar case. They measured exactly to where the tumah was, the makam tumah was. And then nobody remembered exactly where it ended. And this scare was made, I saw it as a guy that they measured until here. He's not Neman. And the third case is about Kim Shtaris. Midaraisa, you don't have to be Mekayim Shtaris. Midaraisa, you just trust any Shtar with signatures. But Midabonan, you have to be Mekayim the Shtar. You have to have somebody be made on the signature. You recognize the signature. So this Ger wants to come be made. As a guy, I saw him sign, so I know his signature. He's admitting, I didn't see it as a Yid, but I saw it as a guy. He says he's not Neman. So, fact the same of David, apparently, what's the Kivega saying over here? His whole scenario, his whole nafkamin is fesh gemar that you're not neman on that. And you blab sirachian. So, as our panel to go, yes, on the Kivega from fesh gemar, I think the teretz is that all that the members of Kivega is going in that gemar. And we see this kesed, Kivega is very makatza. And when he writes to people, he says he assumes they know all the gemaras. And he goes, and he means, you know that gemar in ksubis, he's clearing a shayla. Is that gemar dafka on what he saw as a guy, or even what he did as a guy? All those three cases in the Gemara over there is the ger wants to be made on what he saw as a guy. But over here, the ger wants to be made what he did as a guy. He wants to say, I made those tzitzis of Shema. Maybe that's the chelam, because Bemis the Gemara says, the Gemara says, the reason why the ger is not neman to be made on what he saw as a guy is because Akam Lidayek. A yid could be made where he saw this week, because he didn't know medayek on these things, you know, where the tchum ends, where the tumah ends, even on kim shtaris signatures, they're medayek on these things. Goyim are not medayek. So you wouldn't be made at what you saw as a guy. You really weren't medayek at that time. Now you're a yid, but now you're medayek, but you weren't medayek at that time. But you could say that's only in what he saw, but what he did himself, he wants to be made that I made those tzitzis of shmo, maybe that guy is neman. And I think Kivega is actually clearing this, because I forgot to say this, but Kivega actually says two nafkaminas. He says one nafkamina would be if he wants to be made that last week I made those tzitzis as a goy, I made it l'shmo, then I gave somebody else to wear it. And then Kivega says, inami nafkamina if he wants to wear it himself. Tzemach David also shells on that. It sounds like Kivega is mesupik if he's neman to be made for other people, only for himself. So I think this is all the Kivega's chakir. He's clearing pshat in the Gemara over there. The Gemara that says that a guy is not neman, is it because he's not neman to say what he saw as a guy, or he's not neman to say what he did as a guy? And on the side that he's neman to say what he did as a guy, that he's not neman that Kivega says, but for himself, he would maybe be neman. Oh, because you're saying because.
It's Agam Adonik. You're saying we believe in that.
I want to tell two the super zachavays, but if it's trey, if you have two edim, the shemes by not two edim say the woman's husband died, two edim say the woman's husband did not die. The halacha is like you know, so she cannot get married because it's trey, it's a suffix. But she can get married to one of the edim that were made because she herself, if she knows for a fact that her husband died, and one of the edim knows for a fact they don't need edis, they know it. So for himself, he doesn't need edus. But he's saying if the kiryas sad is loydayek, then there should not be nefemina for that either. Okay, but right. The Yishayim talk about God over there, about chasse b'kash sefer b'psul. But I'll come on just to defend for this pelna that the Tzemach David is asking. It's pesha gemara. I think the kiryas is going that gemara, and he's claiming gemara the chakir in the gemara. Is the gemara dafka on what he saw as a guy? Or is the gemara even on what he did as a guy? I saw him, because as a guy.
Yeah. Maybe not, but it could be a kvedel's void diet is only shaykh on something. That you need like a measurement, or you need a hakara, or you need something that.
And
if it's a yes or no, if it's a yes or no, either it was or it wasn't, that's
okay.
The shaykh
like that. Okay, so it's different types of the kasha. It's different types of the kasha that's so kvedel's shaykh.
There's five types of kiyim shtar, so it depends which kiyim shtar. So if he's saying that I saw him sign,
No. Kim Shah is not a Yisum Sa. Kim Shah means that he recognizes the signature.
Recognizes the signature, so that's
Shaykh Dayek. Say for Masa, he wants to say a little bit differently. He wants to say that over here, in the B'Kvegas case, maybe it's part of the B'Kvegas Chakir, in the B'Kvegas case, what he wants to be made that he made the Tzitzel Shema, that doesn't need a monas. That's the din of Hurl B'Yodin Asais. It's Toysis and Gittin Daf Bezim and Bez, and it's a Gemara and Gittin Daf Ndalad. There's a halacha that if someone has biyodin asai, someone's able to do something, he has the opportunity, he has the ability to do something, he's neman. You don't need, he's neman. So, and it works without, it doesn't work midin edus. So midin of hol biyodin asai, something that I'm able to do, that he's neman. So maybe it's kivei gishay on that. All those three cases over there, you need edus. It wasn't something that he did, that he's saying they measured it, or recognizing the signature is also the Indian of Edis. But over here, to go say that he made the Tzitzis L'shma, he had the opportunity. The guy actually was the one that made the Tzitzis. Well, he had the ability, he was able to do it L'shma. That he would be Neman. He's Neman on something that was building us. The Gemara talks about it after. Right. Right, but you could be neman made on that you shechted because it was Yodin Lassis at that time. Yeah, they went to a chum also. He said, when they took off chumma, he said it was Yodin Lassis. Okay, now let's start the Sigi Matagan this week. In the Seder this week in Pashas Kerach, the Pasuk says, V'idab Hashem l'ayin, v'anihi nini nesatin achas m'shmeres chumasai. That the Eibishter gave Aaron a koyin. Mishmeres Trumasi. That really means two in Yonah. First of all, he gave Aaron a Kohen Truma. He gave the Kohanim Truma. And he also gave the Kohanim Halacha, and really goes, really Halacha of everybody, Mishmeres Trumasi, to wash the Truma. You have to watch, take care of the Truma. Rashi Chumash Taiches, Mishmeres Trumasi, Sha'at Tzorcha Shomim B'Tayra. You have to watch the Truma from becoming Tamei. You have to make sure it stays tar. It's Halacha. You're Mechiv to take care of the Truma, make sure it doesn't become Tamei. Not only is Asa Tuhim a Tamei Truma, but you're not allowed to be goyim to a truma. Like the Mishnayos, there's Mishnayos that say that you're not allowed to leave it in a makam tarfa, in a makam open, where it could easily become tummy. You have to keep it in a makam mishuma. It's all halacha mishmas trumasai. The Gemara talks about this in Becheris, the Flamadan Amar Aleph, and it's also Gemara in Sukkah, the Flamadan Beis. And there's a Rashi also in Psachim, in Daf Yidal Amar Aleph. And the Shulchan Kasha, as far as I saw, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban, the Chinuch, all the many mitzvahs, they don't seem to count this as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, the Shemesh Trumasai. They count the mitzvah of Hafreshes Truma, to take off Truma. They count the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma, giving Truma. It's actually a famous Machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban, if those are two separate mitzvahs in the Tayag mitzvahs, if they count it as two, they count it as one. Taking off the Truma and giving the Truma, is that two or one? But no one seems to count the mitzvah of Shemesh Trumasai, of watching the Truma. Why is this not counted in Tayag mitzvahs? I saw in the Aruch Shulchan Asid, in Hilchus Chumas, it's in Chayim Gzorim, Hilchus Chumas, in Pei Dalitz of Gimel, he declares, is this din of Mishmeres Chumasa deraisa derabanan? And he brings deraisa, and he says, the Pashas is it's deraisa. Also, in a lot of places, Mashmeres is a din deraisa. So it's back to Shtukah Kasha, why is it not counted in the Minyan Mitzvahs? Okay. There's a Gemara in Yuma, that Pei Gimel Maral, a famous Gemara, the Tanur Banan, the Gemara brings the Braisa, Misha Achsei Bulmas. Someone was had a chayli, was a chayli. The Chazal talk about bulmas that it was Rashi teaches chayli ha'oiches machmas rabbin. It comes from starvation. Shein of kehos, his eyes get dim. Whom is sukan lamas? It's mamish. It's a chayli sheish pesakana. Now the brace is not talking about Yom Kippur. It's talking about every day. It's talking about a case where he was about to. He was in pikuach nefesh. He must eat, and they had no macholos ksheris in front of them. There was no kosher food in front of them. All they had was treif. Was macholos asuris. So the Braisa says, of course, you know, Biyuch Nevesh is Deich Kotei Kung. Of course, if someone's dying, you give him to eat something that kosher. But the Braisa does say, from this again, Machinon is Seah Kal Kal Techinon. Give him, if you have a choice between two Isurim, give him what's less Asa. No reason to give him the bigger Isa. If he just has to eat food, give him what's a little bit less Asa. And the Braisa gives an example, Tevel Nevela. If you have in front of you Tevel and you have Nevela. Tevel means if you have like Chitim or even bread, that you never took off Chumas and Mises. That's called tevel. Before you take off Chumas and Maisis, it's tevel. It's also bachila. Tevel is also site to Kahanim and site to Yisraelim. It's also to everybody because you didn't take off Chumas and Maisis. So which would you think is worse, to give him this bread which no one took off Chumas and Maisis, or to give him a piece of nevela, a piece of meat that's mamash treif that no one shechted? A lot of people might think nevela is worse, but the Gemara says no. The Gemara says tevel is worse because tevel is halacha misa v'dei shemayim. It's not kares, but it's misa v'dei shemayim. So in a way, tevel is mocham, and nevela is chayvei malchus. Nevela is there's no halacha misa b'dei shemayim. So Gemara says you have a choice to give him tevel and nevela. Better give him the nevela, which is more kal. Then the Gemara says if you have tevel and shviyas also asa to eat the shaloi kalacha. The Gemara says also give him shviyas because shviyas also does not have misa b'dei shemayim. But the Gemara's next case is you have tevel and truma. Which one should you give him? Truma and he's a yisrael. Truma is also misa b'dei shemayim. For Yisrael, who's not a kohen, a zar, Yisrael a Levi, to anyone who's a zar, to eat truma is also misa b'dei shemayim. So they both have misa b'dei shemayim. So which one is worse, the tevel or the truma? I would think they're equal, maybe, but the Gemara, that's what the Gemara brings down. Tanoihi, it's mechoges tanoim. So the Tanakama holds, you give him tevel, and b'teimoim a truma, you give him truma. And the Gemara explains, the Tanakama holds that, actually b'teima holds that tevel is more chama. Because tevel, we find, is also side to kahanim, side to zarim, side to yisrael. It's also to everybody. So in that respect, tevel is mochama. Truma, lamais, is also to yisrael, but at least it's mutter to a kohen. So even though you're giving it now to yisrael, but it's mokal. So truma is mokal. And the other mandama holds that truma is mochama, because tevel is efshon l'skune. Tevel maybe more, maybe, you know, misu v'dei shemayim, it's stuff also, but it's something that you're able to fix. It's an issa which can be fixed, so in a way it's mokal. Truma is asal lazarim, you can never change that. Truma is always asal lazarim. There's two svaras, please. We still look at it, but my says, which svar do we go by? Which svar do we go by? So basically that's the Gemara. Now, when you have this whole problem with tevel, especially you have to understand, why don't you have a simple eitza? If the guy is starving to death, he's chayel shesh b'sakon, you have to give him food, all you have is tevel, why don't you just have a simple eitza? Just take off chumas and maises right there. Take off a little chumas and maises and give him the rest, the schulman, I'm going to eat that. The teretz is, it must be talking about that the guy has to eat the entire amount. Yeah, let's say a pound of tevel and a pound of chumas, and even he must eat a full pound. So
he needs to take off.
Well, that's according to that tzar. That was the Gemara Shaila. What's worse, truma or tevel? What's the truma? So according to Mandoma, that the tevel, the truma is worse, whatever. The truma is worse. Right? So it's not an eitza to take off, because anyway he's going to have to eat truma. Either case, he's going to have to eat truma. He's going to have to eat truma. But this Gemara is a chere, to me, is cash on the Ran. The Ran over there, the Ran in that sugi has a different Shaila. He said, I think it was Shaila Maisa that... Well, that's what I was about to say. That's the Ran. There's a Ran over there that says that what's the halacha if someone, again, you have a chanshiv skana, he has to eat meat, and you have in front of you nevela, and you have in front of you a behema, a live behema on Shabbos. So your choice now is either to shech the behema and be over Shabbos, or give him nevela. So poshut zogderan, you would say that nevela is mokal. Nevela is only chayv elav, and Shabbos chayv krisis, Shabbos chayv skin, chayv misis bezin. The chayr, the vein is makal. But Zakhtaran, no. Better do the shechita. Because the shechita, you only have to do one aver one time. You do one shechita, and that's it, and then you can give him to eat. By nevela, he has to eat a few kazesim. Kazesim not that much, so he has to eat a few kazesim. By nevela, he's going to be eating many kazesim on the vela. So, like the man of Chiddush, it's more kal to do one chayvei kisis than to do a number of chayvei malkas. Chayvei malkas. That's the Ran.
Right.
But this Gemara is a chay. But our cheshbon is by kef from that. Yeah. Oh. So that's right. You saw the pashtach. We're gonna get that. We're gonna get that soon. But let's see. Let's see. We're equating that. Let's say we're not making a chiluk between the sheikh and the chayla. But Akoponim, the Ran says better to do one is chama than to do a number of the siri kal. So, but that's the chayla shef magma. If that's true, then why don't you take off? If you have the tevel, take off the chuma, and then he'll have even if you hold. Chum is more chomer than tevel. It's better to eat a little bit chumah and mostly chulin than to eat a few kazesim of tevel. So that's a surchin to me. I don't know what that. The Mishnah Melech in the Sefer Parshas Drachim.
Has to be that the chum is
kazak. That's really another.
The ones have to be much more than
kazak. Yeah, you know, sure, that's another kasher. You know, now you mentioned that's maybe better kasha, because chum chita achas peteres is a cream. The rice, you just have to take off one chita, a mashu. You don't have to take off all the zeis. So why isn't that also neitzah? I don't know. Say that kasha. That's also a good kasha. You don't even have to eat the zeis. I don't know. Okay, the Mishnah Melech in Pesach Drachim in Jush Yates, he is a different kasha. He says, right, when you have the tevel and chumah case, or when you have the case of tevel in front of you, he says, why don't we do a different eitzah, a very posh eitzah, which would be mamash kal, be mamash mutter. Why don't we take the tevel, take off the chumah, now you'll have some chumah and some chulin, and then take the chumah and mix it back into the chulin, and be mavatl beroiv, and it'll be botl beroiv. So now everything will be mutter. The alachas chabit treis botl, it could even be b'shishim. Right? It's been mina, you'll have a treis botl. And then he could eat it. So the Mishnah Melech wants to say, maybe you're going to tell me that there's a nisav eim vatel and nisav chachinga. We spoke about that a few weeks ago, that you're not allowed to be vatel and nisav chachinga. This come on beya daf gimel. So the Mishnah Melech says, the Pesach Drachim says, according to Rav Hashem, it's only the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon for sure is kal. And basically, the Pesach Drachim bribes a tzarchi. And I'm not going to go into so cheshbon. He goes, he makes a little more cheshbonis in it, but basically that's his kasha. Why can't you take off take off the chumah, be mesak, and then be mevatel and roiv? And then you have het the gomah. What's the whole gomah talking about? So the Avni Meluyim in a tshuva in the end of the sefer, the back of Avni Meluyim, famous Avni Meluyim on Eben Ezra, he has a few tshuvas printed in the back, and then the Simon Yuches, he brings down this kasha in Parshas Drachim, and he wants to answer that bittel chumah beroiv would be a different issa, would be an issa of Mishmeres Chumasi. Would be an issa of mishmeres chumasi. He wants to say just like there's an issa to be matamia to be mafsid, for when the moon must be mechavish, the same thing there'll be an issa to be mevatelit.
What
doesn't undo it. I mean, bittel doesn't is not undoing it.
It's
just
took it.
He put it back. No, it doesn't undo it. But it's mevatelit. For example, if you take the chuma, let's say you took 50% chuma and put it back, it won't be very. You cannot undo it. That's something else. You be sure, but by putting it back in, you're only being mevatel. But the Avnimun wants to be mechadish when you mevatel and you take off the din truma from it. That now it's mutter to eat even tisraelim. You even mishmeres chumasi. It's a moedig achidish because that we don't find. We find that mishmeres chumasi is you have to not be metami. We find mishmeres chumasi you have to not be mafsid to take care of it. But we don't find anywhere that mishmeres chumasi tells you cannot be mevatel. But Avnimun is mechadish that. And mainly that will answer the Pesach Drachim's kasha. That's his teretz. It's a little more bariches. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because only does say, even if there's an issa mishmeres chumasi, that should be an issa kal. That's what you should ask right away. It's still more kal. So that's what he goes through the whole inyan. But this, what you mentioned before, he goes through the whole sugyam Shabbos tafdal and manalaf about the v'chi oyim ledem chatei v'shosh yis v'chavecha. Normally, the din of a kal kal tchinga goes on the person eating, on the chayla. But when you're asking somebody else to do it for him, then already with slab dafk we say kal kal tchinga. So basically, the Gemara makes a cheshbon that the rabbanon we would do. What? That's right. He's based on the Pesach Drachim. He goes with the studies of Pesach Drachim. I didn't want to go through the whole thing right now. Just because he goes with the Pesach Drachim's cheshbon that. And Tosis and Shabbos says that the halacha is if the person is pesheya, then we don't even have to do a drabanan to help him. Now, I don't have to be even a drabanan to help you. Right. But if a person is an ayin, it's like a chayla, then I would do a nisa drabanan to save someone from doing a nisa deraisa. But you don't have to do a nisa deraisa to save someone from a nisa deraisa. And you don't make cheshbonis of a kal kal. But if he does make a cheshbon, you would say a kal kal, even to do a nisa deraisa, to save someone else from a nisa deraisa, if it directly helps the chayla. For example, by shchita, which is mamish directly helping the chayla eat.
Why? There is another thing, right? It's an avail. It's talking about there's another thing.
Okay, but this is the food directly you're giving him, I guess. This,
the mice he's getting food.
Yeah, he's getting food. Mice is getting food. But by bitli, it's only being going mishnas to mercy has nothing to do. It doesn't help the guy eat at all.
Right.
That you don't do. Okay, but
that person's job.
Yeah, but the bitli part is what the Adimu made in. The mu'amid's in, and he's machadish's part that Yoivit, there's an issa mishmash shemasi over here. That's his basic terrace for the Peshtacham discussion. So basically, the main thing I wanted to point out was this Avnei Mu'am's chiddush that in the din of mishmash shemasi, it's labdafka to be metame and to be mafsidit, it's also to be mavatalit. To take it and be mavatalit is also over in Raiv.
You're only taking it in order to be mavatalit, you consider taking off truma. So if I don't
that's how you masakin. Otherwise, you have tevel. How do you make it as tevel kosher? How do you make it?
I'm turning around the bottle the next second.
That's yeah. You're going. You're doing everything. You're doing everything halacha. You're taking off truma. Now you're mavatel. Maisa, but on this basic chiddush of the mluim, the achrenim achaylik. Not the achrenim say no. So they say that mishmesh shumasi is dafka to be metame truma or to be mafsa truma. But over here, you want mafsa. The truma is still here. The Chumash says, you won't mafsa anything, you made it, now it's mutta b'achiza, because it's bottle b'roi, but a lot of Rechonim feel that that's not Mishmesh Chumasi. I saw in the Gois, Meluhi Chaisim, on Davin Meluhim, he wants to explain that Meluhi Shita is, that since you mavatal it, and now you're going to treat it like Chulin, you won't watch it anymore. Because once you mavatal it, now you won't watch, that's why you have Mishmesh Chumasi. You're making it in a matzav that you won't
it's
do.
It's giving it to a Zohar, it's not
no longer
Zohar. Giving it to a Zohar, the King of Chumash is not a problem.
Giving it to a. Well, that's what the Mu'im holds it is. I mean, the other Chim that hold. Yeah, but that's the Machaikus. Yeah, the Mu'im in a way is ganz mistaber. There's a Ramah in Yerdeya, Simshimen Shindchav Gimel, by the Hilchas Chala. The Ramah says like this: the Alacha is Chalas Chuslar, Shanofling a Tafshal. A Chala says called Tafshal. What do you do? With the ladies making challah every Shabbos, and she's mafresh challah as a yunzim noshim tzkenisin. If not every week, once in a while, they do the mitzvah. They take off challah, and that challah we know is asa b'achila. So today in chutzlas, everyone is tamei. Even practically speaking, most women have been to levaya. They've been oil with a mess, but even without that, everyone is tamei today. So that challah is considered tamei. So you cannot give it to a kohen to eat. So we burn it. The women take the challah after they mafish and they burn it. But before she had a chance to burn the challah, it fell into the chalent, let's say. So that challah is also bachila. It's challah, it's for sure also nazarim to Yisrael, and it's also even to Kahanim, because it's tummy. And it fell into the chalent. What's the din? So it asks. So the Ramos says in Eitzah, that he gives an Eitzah this. What the lady could do is she could be shoyel on a challah. As if we have a loch of a tar sadarim, you go to a chacham, well, today we do Gimel Hayetis, but then you go to a Chacham and you matined, you could be sure on the Chalma. She goes to a Chacham and tell her that you come with a Pesach with Charata, that she's sorry, and it's very easy Charata. You have to have a reason why you're sorry, and very easy to say. If I would have known it fell into the Shalmat, I wouldn't have made this into Chalma.
I'm not going to
okay, but why is the Ramos says that this is an Eitz?
Yeah,
I'm saying it's not good. Things that are rogue. Taisa says in the Dharma.
It's not that
shchir.
It's not
that shchir.
What's new about it?
Okay, Akapanim, there are more passages. We're not going to the Halachas Nedarim, but there are more passages. The Isha could be Shoyal on her Hafashas Chala, and make it back into tevel. And then, so now you have tevel, now you still have a problem, you have tevel now sitting inside the chalon. Then what she does is she takes the rest of the isa, the rest of the, and she brings it close to the part of the chalon, then she's machfish chala, mimoka macha. And you take off, and now that dough that's sitting in the chalon becomes chulin, becomes mutter. That's the mazaitza. The Taz of the Insufkan Beis, yes, the Kasha and this Ramah from Mefesh Mishnah Trumas. The Mishnah Trumas is a similar case, Perkei Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Trumah Tameya, Shenafla Pachosu Mevechad. Trumah Tameya is also something which is Asa to Kayin and Asa to Yisrael. And Trumah is only bottled in Mevechad, in 101. If Trumah Tameya falls into less than 101, so the whole barrel, the Mishnah says Yirkavu, you just have to let it rot. The Mefeshim talk about why Yirkavu, why not Yusufu, why don't you burn it. But upon him, the Mishnah says the whole thing is ruined because there's no eitzah, it's not bottle, and the Trumah Tameya is also. So, fact the Taz, why doesn't the Mishnah say the same eitzah or more? Be shoyl on your Trumah. Go to a Chacham and then be shoyl on that Afreshes Trumah. If that works for Chala, why shouldn't it work for Trumah? Be shoyl on your Afreshes Chala. And then there'll be Tevel now sitting mixed up with you, and then be Mafesh on the Makamacha. Bring some other Tevel next to it and take off Truma from that and make the whole thing into chulin. Why isn't it the same eitzah? Well, the Mishnah says Yirkavu, let it rot. The Mishnah says they have it.
Right, the rest of the
challah,
this dough is gone.
Over there, the truma, the rest, well, take some other tevel. Just makamacha. All you have to do is take some other tevel.
You don't want the challah, you have to be
there. You have to take off truma, not the challah, this kind of stuff. That's, the mother doesn't say, I guess the tazlan meant even if you didn't. But how come, but the mice, if shoyl works, how come you cannot be shoyl on the truma?
It's that case, it's about a case. As long as you find one case where the shoyl's not going to work, that's the Mishnah, and the Mishnah. If in all 90 cases it works, so one case, if you find any reason why it doesn't work, that's why it's giving the Mishnah to one case. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is that there's no Dimua.
Okay, but it's cash, but you hear the cash, why can't you be shoyl on the truma? That's the guy. Yeah, why can't you?
I don't think of a case, but I'm saying, whatever.
You're saying okay because there is no other there's no other tevel.
Such kasha should be valid. There's no way out. That means
there's any. Pashas is always other tevel to be mafish on lamakamacha. But anyway, that's the Taz's kasha. If it works by chal, why doesn't it work by truma? So that's in the race. We'll see more of the gateres. Yes, so, but why is okay?
So that, again, it's dumb. It's the kasha.
Why is kasha normal? Kasha normal.
That's well, works by truma. That's okay.
Maybe it's not a chachila. I have to see those gemaras, but
you have to see, here's the kasha.
Why didn't you do it over here? We're going to listen to that's in the Reis's Teresa. That's in the Reis's one's the answer. The reason why you can't be sure on the Chuma, he brings down our Avni Meluim. This Avni Meluim that says that to be Mavatal Chuma and turn it into Chulin is also Yoiv Mishmer's Chumasi, Zokta Rebesef Engel. To be shoyl on truma and make into chulin, you also be yoyev mishmeres
truma. Better to burn it and let it go to waste.
Yes, because you cannot. You're not doing.
It's already not.
The Gemara says it's only shy
mishmeres plus yotzer. It's already not shoyl.
Why is that less
shoyl
making chulin than
things? Especially if it's tummy. Not true. You still have to be shamed, not to be mafsed, not to go right, not to ruin it any worse, not to do minig bezoin with it. That's even the Rizvengel, that's the steret. What? Oh, on Chalas, it's talking about Chalas Dorbonon. Chalas Chus is only Dorbonon. Chalas Chus is Dorbonon, there's no Dimishmer. In such a case, that's what he wants to say, there's no Dimishmer to Masi. Because it's tummy anyway. There is. There's a Rambam that all kachim has the mishmeres trumasi, all kachim kavanas. It's all went out from truma. But kavana, I thought you can ask a different kasha, more pashtut kasha. I thought you can ask a more geshmaka kasha on which he asked himself. That's in the right. So maybe you can answer why would this be a problem mishmeres trumasi to be shoyl? But mainly when you're mavatal truma, the truma is here. Now you're being mavatal. But if you're shoyl on the truma, then the goyim muslim affair was never truma. When you say going with some of truma sheela is oike when you mat the nether you oike the nether my friend there never was a nether. See here also lechery you oike it never was truma, so there's no problem with mishmeres trumasi. Be sure on the truma, so there never was truma. So I'm not oike mishmeres trumasi either.
The
transformation from truma to chulin is the tushel is not tushel. The only said it by bittel. You cannot be mavata because the truma means. To be shoyl on the chumah, maybe you could do that. So the Taz Kash is back. But the Beis Avengel says, Moedek Teretz. He says, no, we see not like that. He brings down the Beis Yisrael, Hilchus Nedorim, some Reish Chavches, Peshem Nishami, the Beis Yisrael brings Yishami, Lalacha, that someone makes a neder not to be neder from anyone in Shtat. He said, not to be neder in Shtat. Yishami says that it's also to go to a Chacham in that town to be Shoyal on his neder, to be Mati neder. Because he's being neder from that time of Chacham. So, fact the Beis Avengel, the Mais, if you go to a Chacham in that town and he's Mati neder, you're Oikad neder on Mafreya. So you're not being over your nether. Why can't you go to a chacham in that town and be oiked in the mafreya? And then the nether was a nether, so I wasn't over being nether from that time of chacham. So vice toys that we don't look at it that way. Vice toys right now, as long as the nether is kind, you cannot go to a chacham in that town and be nether from chacham. Even though if you do it, then a mafreya, you won't be. Is the meaning of the same thing over here? Since right now to be an ism shmeshter masi to be oike the shem truma from it, they shenga. You can have the shenga even though I'm afraid it'll come out. Never was truma. You can't. It still be also shmeshter masi. That's the special. Yeah.
You
understand? It's still gishmak.
Being oike the net over here, my safety was it was never chal. The beginning of shmeres, it's a zaitikis. But the shem masi, you being oike the net. It's true, afterwards it'll be this God that was
with you. So he also, your mice are being
shoyl. He's also being over there, so by doing it chul, you know,
this by being shoyl, mice are shoyl on Tshuma. Mice are shoyl on Tshuma.
What makes
it Tshuma? No, it's a bazillion for the Tshuma to go be shoyl on it, than to make it into chulin. This mice being shoyl is itself a mice of bazillion. In the Sefer Matanei Yoretz, from Shom Zaman Oyebach, one of his first svarim, Shom Zami is a kasha on the Savni Muim from the Gemara in Kedushin. I'm sorry, Kedushin after Mavavim Beis. The Gemara says over there, Zimnin this thing, a koyim posh chameshes v'im kemach, it's the whole Gemara. But basically, it comes after the Gemara over there, you see that the Gemara says it was a dover rogel, it was a very common thing that Kahanim would mix their truma with chulin, with rev chulin. A koyim got a little bit, a little bit of flour, let's say, from truma, and he wanted to make a big challah, he would mix it with chulin also. And it was a very common thing, and he mixed it in Roiv. In fact, Shem Azalman, according to Abni Meluim, that's also to be Mevatel Truma in Roiv, that Issa should be on a Kohen also. Kohen also cannot be Mevatel Truma in Roiv Chulin and make it into Chulin. Why isn't that also Mishmeresh Tumasi? The Gemara talks about mixing one part Truma in five parts Chulin. And how come the Gemara says he's going to do it? No, he's saying you're machamet the stiper. You're machamet the stiper. Shem Zaman in a later sefer in his sefer Mechush Shleima, the end of Simon Samach and Afbeis Beis.
Very good.
Listen, Shem Zaman brings a letter. Actually, the stiper wrote him a letter, and he answered this kasha. He said, if the Chazal was masakin that midarbon and truma is not bottle unless the meiv echad. So this koyin, since if the chazal masakin that truma is not bottle unless the meiv echad, so even though it was talk about the barayv, the mice you're gonna be knowing it kedushas truma. So since you've been, that's why you're not mishmash trumasi. Shem Zaman's kasha was like Rabbi is saying that the mice of a metzias you're making it midarais into chulin into bittel that mafkia the chiyav of chuma on it. But ma'isa type says it goes more by the mishmash trumasi is the bezayin of the chuma. Since the ma'isa you can still treat it completely like chuma, there's no mishmash trumasi.
I mean,
you have to come with the Cyprus Terts anyway, even without the. And Cyprus Terts
anyway.
Would be a Kiddush also.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So that's
the point. I don't know. Very good.
I actually want to buy the coin. It's not
Okay, I don't know if I have time to say this, but this is, I'll try to make it quick. The Abni Meluim, that's in the rice of the other coin, the only thing on that Mishmer Shemasi is it didn't sign out to be Matami Chuma and sign out to be Mafsa Chuma. And the Abni Meluim was Machadish even not to be Mabatal Chuma, and that's in the rice of Machadish not even to be Shoyl on the Chuma. But everyone seems to know that you're not going to be Mafsa Chuma. Lamaisa, Rashi and Chumash doesn't say that. We started off, we said Rashi and Chumash says, Meshmesh Shumasi, Shatat Sarcha Shaman Betaira. The Meshmesh Shumasi, Nachari, Rashi's Meduya, Shatat Sarcha Shaman Betaira. It's the halacha not to be Metami Chuma. That's what Rashi says, not to be Metami Chuma. The Gemara is Lashon in Becharis, the Flamadal, that says, brings down the stress of Meshmesh Shumasi, Amr Rachmana Ovid Lashima. Due to it, are watching. Watch it. The Gemara, you really can learn both ways. It could be Ovid Lashima not to be Metami it, or Ovid Lashima not to be Mafsid it. Abu Lamaisa Rashi says the whole halacha is not to be metame yedrer, but we do find beferish mishnayis and chumas perikid alaf, and the Rambam brings in halacha and perikid alaf chelos chumas that you're not going to be mafsa chuma. The Mishnah says, for example, ain noisin dveil agregus seichem rais. They used to cook. They used to put figs and dates inside the fish and they would cook it. And the Mishnah says you can do that with chulin. It's not baltashos. Even though Lamaisa, afterwards, you're only doing it for the flavor, and afterwards you would take today. You take the figs and dates and throw it out. I think today women a lot of times they put apricots, other fruit, and pineapple maybe, and with meat. It gives the flavor of the meat. And nice afterwards, the pineapple and apricots not really something anyone would want to eat, and they throw it out. It's not baltashkos because you're doing it for the cooking. With chumah, you're not allowed to do that. You can do it with chum, you can't do it with chumah, because chumah you have to make sure you eat the entire fruit. The Mishnah says also you're not allowed to put shemen shachuma onto b'samim. They used to put oil on top of b'samim for reyach. Chulin, you're allowed to do that, even though the shemen is not really being eaten, or you're not doing sichet, not doing the main purpose of it. You can do chulin, but with chuma not, because chuma has to be done what you're supposed to use it. So you see, you're not allowed to be mafsa chuma. What's the reason? It doesn't say what the reason. Why can't you be mafsa chuma? What's wrong with that? Why can't you put the fruit inside cooking and throw out the fruit afterwards? The Mishnah doesn't say. L'chari, the reason is mishmeres chumasi. And that would be a raya on chayinalik rashi. The Mishnah says it's not to be mafsa chuma. Why else do we find halachas saying that cannot be mafsa chuma? But I was thinking maybe it could be doicha. Could be the reason why you cannot be ma'abit chuma is a different reason, because you'd be mavatal the mitzvah of achinus chuma. Who says it's a mitzvah to eat chuma? Like we said before, in the Sifrei Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam and the Chinuch and all the other many mitzvahs, they only count the mitzvahs of Hafreshes Truma and the Sinus Truma. Who says a mitzvah to eat Truma? But it seems to me it's the Fesh Gemara Psochem, the Fayim Beis. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara in the Sug of Tobit Mitzvah. The Gemara talks about if someone was, if Kain was eating Truma, and he found out that he's a son of a Grusha or Chalutza, which was us, and really he's a cholo, he's not going to eat chuma. Shua says he's potter from paying kem v'chemesh, he's potter from that way of eating chuma. Because he meant to do a mitzvah, he's torbid a mitzvah. He thought he's doing a mitzvah of eating chuma. You see, beferish that eating chuma is a mitzvah. It's the chazanish, and Shvi is simin yudala, like Siyud, he shells in it. What is the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? So he wants to say, the mitzvah is, you mekayim the lois to say. The Torah says, do not give chuma to a czar. And do not eat chumah when it's tummy or when you're tummy. So if a kohen is tar and he eats chumah tar, he's mekayim this mitzvah.
Why? If he throws it out,
he's mekayim. That's what the chazanish wants to say. So even though so it could be, that's the reason why you're not allowed to be ma'abit chumah, because you're being mevatel this mitzvah lo yaseh, which is really a chiddush. Because we know to be mevatel an aseh is in aver, you're not allowed to be mevatel mitzvah aseh. But is there an issa to be mevatel lo yaseh in such a case by not doing it in a way that you're not doing lo yaseh? Is that also an issa? I don't know.
If I give chaza to an animal, also an
Okay, it's really late, but maybe just a real quick, I want to say one raya. It's being right that the issa to be mafsa chuma, the Mishnah goes on the issa to be mafsa chuma also. And really, the whole issa to be metame will be the issa to be mafsa chuma. That's the whole issa to be metame also. Because the Gemara says in Becharis of Lama Dalet, if you have chuma that's a suffix tame, is there still a chiv to watch it from becoming badi tame? It's machagas tanoim. Truma that's suffic tummy, according to Tanakama, according to Beleza, you still have to watch it from becoming badly tummy. According to Yeshua, no, you don't have to watch it. It's already suffic tummy, and it cannot be used anyway, so you don't have to watch it. There's no dimish mester masi. So the Gemara explains the machik is like this. The maskan is, the Gemara says, let me see, I have here the notion of the Gemara. Uh, So the Gemara says that Ela b'halkam eflegi b'shua sava ruyin l'cha shema sheni ruyin l'cha like tishma. B'shua holds since it's not roy anyway, it's suffic tummy anyway. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to wash her. Blezla I'm a hon nami ruyihi shem yovi yoni yovi yaterenu. There's also roy. Maybe yoni yovi will come tomorrow and show you that it was really tar. So it was also roy. It's mashter from the whole Gemara. The reason why it cannot be tummy is because it's roy. The Moshiach is taking the cheshbon, take into account that maybe Yom Yonavi will come and show us that it's roy. That's why you cannot be metamiyit. But if to be alocha be'etzem, that the whole dimishon of Tumas is not to be metamiyit, what do you have to say the reason whether it's roy or not roy? Just say, maybe it's tar, so you're not going to be metamiyit. The whole lashon of the Gemara, whether it's roy or not roy, is mashma, the whole din not being metamiyit is a cheshbon of being mafsa the Tumas. It's mashal from this Gemara that the whole issa is really to be, the whole issa to be mitami is going to now be mafsid. So for sure the issa will be to be mafsid to be ma'abed the Jummah. And it's still the kasha and Rashi, why Rashi is mashal that the whole issa is to be mitami. Okay, I also want to speak about the beautiful chinuch and minchas chinuch in Pashas Shlach. Yesterday they said on Lesu Achim Lavchem but Mitzvah another time. Okay.